What's up? What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from the Healing Versus Hurt podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. I'm just over here trying to get grounded. Okay. Let me not say trying, because that's another word that I'm taking out of my vocabulary. I'm over here getting grounded. I'm over here doing my thing. Okay. So, let's not try. Let's just do it. Okay. This is not a paid advertisement by the NIKE either. Okay. So, when we gonna stop bamboozling ourselves? That's my question for today. When are we gonna stop bamboozling ourselves, fooling ourselves? Because what happens is, while we are bamboozling ourselves, knowingly or unknowingly, we bamboozling those around us. We are bamboozling ourselves. We are bamboozling the person we're with, our relationships, our family members, our friends, society, our community. Stop bamboozling yourself. We have to come to a point where we understand, we understand how to love ourselves, how to be compassionate toward ourselves, kind to ourselves, okay? Not manipulating ourselves into thinking we're something that we're not. All of these things. So, three cards just came out, all right? These are from the Spirit Junkie deck. It's like a kind of like an oracle deck, but they don't necessarily call it oracle deck. So anyways, it's like an affirmation deck. So the first one says, all that I need is coming to me in ways I could never have imagined. The second one is, I seek out happy people who inspire me to be great. The third one is, instead of taking on the fear of others, I reflect love. So even thinking of reflecting love, you can't reflect love if you're not giving yourself love. Because how can you reflect something that's not there? How can you reflect compassion if it's not there? Kindness if it's not there? Love if it's not there? What are you choosing today to be? Are you choosing to be loved today? Or are you deciding to be loved today? Are you deciding to be kind today? Are you deciding to be compassionate today? But live that life, not decide it and then put it away for later. Are you deciding to be it? Are you deciding to add it to your character of who you are at your core? And finding out these things and learning if you're able to do this and be this is by spending more time with yourself, meditating, not trying to put on a face for everybody that you see. You don't have to go in your closet and find a mask for this event, or go find another mask for another event or brunch. Be yourself. Who am I? And I think sometimes there's a little bit digging into that more beautiful place within. Some like to call it your shadow self, the deeper parts of you, shadow work and things like that. But that deeper place within you, which is a beautiful place, which is not going to feel beautiful, but it's going to create beauty. Because what's happening within that dark place, that lotus flower is being created. So when you're digging in there and you're looking at the parts of you that you may be not willing to share with other people, or not even other people, yourself. Some people don't want to know certain parts of themselves. Like, no, unfortunately, yeah, is that part. It doesn't feel good. It makes you think on it once you find it out about yourself. it's okay. All that's okay. But at the same time, there's things within you that are being revealed to you for the beauty to show, for that beautiful lotus flower to bloom and show. So it's time to stop bamboozling yourself, because you bamboozling yourself is not going to allow the beauty to show. You're just going to continue to put on these layers of things that you want to be. And it's almost like you're putting on an act to perform at a venue. I don't think you might have signed up in this lifetime to be an actress or an actor, but I think in your everyday life, that's not what you signed up to be. I think you signed up to be your true authentic self. And we may say, like, you know, well, they're being their true authentic self when they're putting on masks, right? That is the season that you may be in where you're doing that. But I'm here to help pull out of you the understanding that there is that beauty beneath those masks, and you're bamboozling yourself and manipulating yourself to be something that really you don't want to be. But it's almost like it's pleasing those outside of you, so you get comfortable with choosing a mask for the event. Because when you're bamboozling yourself, it's going to be easy for you to bamboozle other people. Because at a drop of a dime, it can switch up, because it's not who you want to be. And even if you don't know how to be you, again, we go back to spending more time with yourself, putting the phone down, turning the TV off, going on a walk. I'm not saying go on a walk and think of all the negative things that you can think of in the world. I mean, go on a walk, and if those things come up, we have to decide to turn certain things back around and wonder why we feel this way about this. Why does this bother me? What inside of me mirrors or reflects this type of energy? We got to think about those things. And on the other hand, when certain energies do come our way and they're wanting to leave, but we keep trying to hold on to them, you have to recognize and surrender to the fact that you are no longer in that energy anymore. You are no longer in that frequency anymore. And it's trying to leave. So stop trying to hold on to something that needs to go. Stop trying to make something stay and be okay that's not. Stop bamboozling yourself. Because I think the deeper part of that is people pleasing. When we're bamboozling ourselves, it's to make someone else feel okay with something. So it'll be shown and seen as though this is okay, whatever this is. Stop bamboozling yourself. Love yourself more to not bamboozle you. And we'll get to everybody else. But you have to put you first and take the responsibility on to love yourself more. As my cousin did her yoga practice for the community last week, we talked about giving ourselves space. Allowing space. So allow space for you to be you. And not bamboozle you. Putting yourself into this limited space. You don't have to box yourself in. Because boxing yourself in is going to create more scenarios of bamboozleness. I don't even know if that's a word. It doesn't even matter at this point. But I am here to tell you that you bamboozling you is going to block things that need to come in that's needed in your life. That may be an opportunity to meet someone. That might be an opportunity for someone to apologize to you. That might be an opportunity of a lifetime. You may, who knows, end up signing a contract that's gonna set you and your family to the next level in your life. We gotta stop bamboozling ourselves because we're missing out on what really needs to be in our lives, what our soul really needs us to have. And the thing is that you're worthy of the best. So stop trying to create this play with these actors and actresses thinking this is the way to go because if I do this, I'll be able to show up like this for these people and they'll see me like this. You've created a whole storyline. Because I feel like there's a difference with creating a storyline and planning. Because the storyline as an actor and actress, you're bamboozling yourself and you're bamboozling other people to think you're something that's not what this is. You're actually not that very kind. You're actually, if you took the mask off, you would reflect something different than love. Stop bamboozling yourself so you can show up and truly reflect kindness and love and compassion and joy. Because the thing is that if we ask ourselves, like, would I want to be around me if I acted like this? Like, if I came to myself like this, being for real, like, why you're coming to yourself like this, why you're saying what you're saying with these words, why you're going to do this and do that or dress like this or dress like that to get this part. And you know that you're not being you, but you're going to play the part to bamboozle other people because you're bamboozling yourself. How does that make you feel about you? Does it make you feel authentic? Does it make you feel like you can trust you? We got to get to the deeper core issues. Because I look at that as, damn, I don't trust me if that's how I got to be. I'm not showing up for real, 100. If I got to show up like that, that's not me. How can you show up today for you? What can you do today to show up? Show up to be the person that you actually really are. It's okay to journal. Sometimes, like, I don't always like to write, but there are times where I'm like, I have to get in this journal. Like, I know that I can feel this deep within me that I need to write down some things. Write down some things, y'all. I don't care what it is. If it's something that's coming to you, don't always have to go pick up the phone to tell somebody. Even if it's one of the closest people to you that you can talk to about things. Sometimes we have to just put the phone down and open up our journals so that we can write. Because one thing that I've always said, like, I'm going to talk to myself and I'm going to answer myself because I feel like that's going to be my best answer outside of calling anyone. And what I'm noticing is that, like, I mean, over the years, it has been because really it forced me to start what happened. I'm gonna go to the left a little bit.
Okay.
What I noticed was for many of years, it was hard for me to find out within myself what I was feeling. Okay. Sometimes it was a little delayed. I've come a long way, but I still have my times where I don't know what I'm feeling, but I don't just brush it up under the rug and let it go. I let myself know that I'm safe to be able to feel what I need to feel, and it's okay. So whatever that is, now it's coming forth more to show up. This is how I'm feeling, because let me tell you, when you don't allow yourself to feel, when you don't allow yourself to express who you are, it's going to be hard for you to find out who you are, because you don't want to feel it, or because you don't know how. Sometimes you really just don't know what you're feeling. And that was a lot of me for a very long time. I didn't know what I was feeling, and I didn't know how to even feel what I was feeling. I didn't even know what to do. But this is the interesting part. I knew how to feel for other people. And one day, it finally clicked. And I said, if I can feel deeply for what that person is going through when they call me, or when they talk to me about something that they're going through, or before they even do it, I can already feel it, but I don't know what it is back then, right? I didn't realize it was energy, frequency, the vibe that they were in, the aura that they had on them. Like, I didn't know those things back then. I thought I was just tripping. So I leave it alone, not even say nothing. I said, if I can feel what other people are feeling, even sometimes without them saying anything, and I'm right here with me every day, every hour, every second of the day, I can feel what it is that I'm feeling. I had to show more compassion to myself and love for myself and not look for someone else to do it. So if you're always looking for an answer outside of within you, because you want to call somebody and say, oh, I need to chat, I need to talk about this. And if you haven't already went within, sometimes, this is not all the time, because it's not telling you you can't talk to anyone. But a lot of your talks should be with you. That's my opinion. A lot of your talks should be with you. And I'm not talking about where you're beating yourself up and you're abusing yourself. That's not what I'm saying. Writing in your journal. There were times also what I used to do. I haven't done that in a long time, but I will record myself talking about certain things that came to me. I still have them to this day in my phone. So there is certain things that will help you open you up. It may seem small. It may seem like, how can that help me? But I'm telling you, those exercises have gotten me to where I am today. I know how to actually feel what I'm feeling within me. And if I'm having a hard time, or it may be a blockage, I know how to allow myself space and an opportunity to just breathe a little bit and come to it. But don't ignore yourself, but come to it when it shows itself. And it will show itself quicker than you think. Especially if you don't know what or how to feel or what to feel, and you just start writing like, I don't know what to feel right now, but this is what's going on. It'll just start coming to you. exactly what's happening. It's almost like what you're writing on that paper is going to reflect back to you to show you what is going on within you and why you're feeling the way you're feeling. It's damn near magical. And it's just the truth. You know. And I go back to saying, stop bamboozling yourself. Because two, I think the bamboozling also comes from fearing something. You're bamboozling yourself because you're in fear of something. They may not like how this looks. They may not like how I talk, so I'm going to talk like this. They may not like how I dress, or, you know, maybe I shouldn't show my arms because they may think this, or there's something with fear when you're bamboozling yourself. Fear that someone's not going to like you. Fear that someone's not going to like you and tell somebody else they don't like you. Like, it'll be some things like that, that we're like, oh, I'm not going to show up as myself because they're going to definitely say something about me and I will have to show up like this if I'm going to show up. Like, no. Show up as yourself. And I would never tell you to just don't do it at all. I'm not that person. You have to step out and do things. You have to step out and stepping out of your comfort zone. So even if you step out your comfort zone and put on a mask that day, I mean, you did step out your comfort zone. You know? And I always look at, you know, it's a journey. So it's like, almost like, it's like a journey back to self. It's a journey back to the soul. And when it's a journey back to the soul, you may have did this, right? You stepped out your comfort zone, but you put on a mask when you stepped out. But that's just another level for you to work on. Don't beat yourself up. And this is not even what this is. It's like, it's not even a beating yourself up. It's just an opening yourself up. Not beating yourself up, opening yourself up to realize certain things about you. For me to realize certain things about me. Sometimes just another way of looking at things different than how you may have always looked at them. And in these journeys, it's just like, it's not even right or wrong. Like, it all flows. You know, some people may ask, like, for instance, and then I'm going to let you all go. Some people may say, well, wait a minute. How is she, like, going to church and reading her Bible and all of the things? And now she's, like, into, like, tarot cards and crystals and this meditating thing and burning that white stuff that, what, it stinks. I think it's called sage or something. And you know, they're like, wait, what happened? My soul's journey happened, and I actually listened. And I don't take anything back. I don't take any, listen, like, I don't regret anything on my path. All of this is my path. All of this is my path. And some won't understand. And sometimes I don't even be in the mood for trying to explain it, to be honest with you. It's my path. You know, just like, you know, it's the thing is that I'm not saying that I won't explain or help somebody understand. But that's not my first thought process. Like, let me make them understand why I went from this to this. It's going to come up. It's most definitely going to come up. It has come up. And that's fine. Like, I'm okay with that. But at least people are authentic enough to ask because they really want to know. like, okay, so what is it with the crystals or what is it with the sage, you know? But also, it's okay to do our own research as well. Even just to the smallest, I'm not going to say the smallest of things, but to the even when it comes to Palo Santo or sage, or why did our ancestors use it? Why are we using it? You know, and things like that. And maybe understand it more so you won't just be doing it as a trend. And it'll be more so for what your soul needs in this season. And don't be, I think sometimes we just become, because we have been programmed to look at our ancestral line as something evil and something that is of darkness and something, and making darkness sound like it's just this horrible thing, but you got to go inside the dark to even receive the light. Like, you have to go in a dark place. Just like we gave the representation earlier of the lotus flower is in the mud. It's in the dirt. Like, it's in the mud, and it comes up out the mud. Beautiful when it comes out into the light. So my thing is, you know, we have unfortunately been programmed to forget. And sometimes if we stay in certain atmospheres and certain environments, we won't get to know about our ancestral line, where we really came from, what the spirituality really was. And I'm still learning it. I know when I'm attracted to certain things spiritual, you know, like, I don't ignore it, you know. And to some, they'll look through the lens of, that's not of God. And I'm okay with that. Like, you have to, and that's another thing. I know we're kind of getting off topic, but you have to, but this is all goes back to you not bamboozling yourself though. So it's not really off topic. You know, I had to check myself. It's not really off topic. Because you want to come to a place of not bamboozling you, so you can be your authentic self, right? So one thing that I've learned on this path, your path is going to look different. Your path is not going to be in the same timing as someone else's path. As far as like y'all doing things at the same time, that, you know, it kind of looks similar. It's going to be different. You know, you're going to have people not understanding. You're going to have people who are going to act like they understand. You're going to have people who don't understand, but will ask questions, but really don't care. So you have to discern all of these things, because you'll know when to just stop talking. Like, oh, okay, well, you know, you can tell when a person really don't care about what you're talking about. So you have to allow that person to be who they are, but you don't have to discuss what you don't want to discuss, especially when you know the energy is off. You don't have to explain anything. You know, you can kindly just say, well, I don't really want to talk about that right now, you know, because you already know the energy, and you know, you can let people also know, like, you know, it don't seem like you're really into that anyway. I'm surprised you're even asking me, you know, because like, that's the realness of it. Like, you really don't want to know. So quit playing with me. But you'll learn not to go back and forth with people about anything that has to do with like your path. Because I'm going to tell you, while I was like, when I was practicing like Christianity and things like that, I would be in these like ego competitions as far as like going back and forth about a scripture or what it mean, or why Jesus is this or that and all of the things. And I'm like, first of all, I don't even want to be like this, you know, like, no, that ain't it, you know. And then I kind of slowly but surely just was like, listen, it ain't even that serious. And that's in my eyes, that's my opinion. So the path that I'm on right now, where I am on my spiritual journey, I don't even have, when I tell you, it's not an ounce in me, not a, a molecule in me that wants to go back and forth about anything, about this, spirituality, any of it. I have conversations, but it's a whole nother level of conversation. It don't have nothing to do with like trying to make somebody believe what you believe and why what you believe in is true and right and just and honest and the it factor. I don't do that. So those are other things that you will learn. Like, ain't no going back and forth. For what? For why? You know? Because most of those conversations, honestly, don't lead nobody to anything that feels good. Most of the time you walk in a... truly, probably all of the times you're walking away and you're still mad. You're still mad. They're still mad. Like, everybody's got a damn attitude. It's like, what did this conversation help? And it wasn't a conversation. It was an ego trip. Like, what did it help? It didn't help anything. So that's why you being your authentic self and like, even if you have those kind of, I don't even like call them conversations because it's not. When you have those ego trips with people, you have to go in. Like, don't walk away upset. Like, go within yourself and find out why you are so upset about why they not believing or understanding where you coming from. Ask yourself that. And why are you so concerned about them wanting to? Because some of the time, most of these people that want to do those ego trips damn near don't even believe some of the stuff that they're talking about. Because they'll quickly forget when it's time for them to have a, if you will, a test. I'm just saying. So just be authentic about your journey. You don't have to please nobody with your spirituality. You don't have to please your parents or your grandparents or your anything, your friends, other family members. If that's not what you're into no more, it's okay. You don't have to go put it on a damn billboard either. Just do you. Do what works for you on your path. Nobody else can make you open your eyes to see your spiritual path for you. Stop bamboozling yourself. Be true and authentic to you, not true and authentic to what you have learned or been taught to do or be. Find out who that baby was when that baby came through that womb before that baby got taught anything. And it's that part. And I'm gonna let y'all go because I love y'all and I want y'all to take this in. And we've been talking for almost 33 minutes, okay? And it's all good. Let's look up 33 when we get off. I love you and I will talk to you soon. Peace.